And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Roland. I'm your host for this program. We're going to talk about life today. We're going to talk about life. You know, life is a very special... Have you noticed that life is a very special thing? We humans are not like animals. You know, animals, they're very cute. Some of them are cute. But they don't have a soul the way humans do. We have a consciousness. We have an awareness. God gives animals instincts, and he gives humans intuition. Now, what would you think about an animal that didn't use its instinct? Could you imagine a certain type of animal that wouldn't fly south for the winter? Who flies south? Is that geese? What if they just ignored their instinct and didn't fly south? What if an animal ignored its instinct to say, here comes danger? There's a little bunny rabbit, and all of a sudden, here comes a great big mean bear or something. What would you think of a bunny rabbit that wouldn't run away? How about a deer? There's a deer, and here comes a lion. What would you think of a deer that ignored its instinct and just didn't bother to run away? Why, this would be unbelievably, it would be unimaginable, wouldn't it? Could you imagine a hungry animal that was hungry, there was some food, and it ignored its instinct and didn't eat the food? Or an animal was thirsty and its instinct said to go look for water, and it didn't look for water. You see, this would be absurd. You would say, this is absurd. But now, but remember what I said. I've been saying this for 25 years now. God gave animals instincts, and he gave humans intuition. Intuition is your closest link to God. Intuition is a protection, it's a guide. It gives you present sight and foresight. See, people who have very highly developed intuition, people with highly developed intuition avoid disaster. They get to the traffic light and the light turns green, and instead of going, they just sit there for a little bit longer. They don't go. Somehow they're in intuition. It's gut level. They know at a gut level, wordlessly. They just know. Somehow they just sense not to go. They don't go, and here comes the red light runner speeding by. And if they had immediately gone, they would have been hit by the red light runner, you see? A person is walking home from college late at night, big city, usually cuts through an alley to get on a shortcut to her automobile parked. But tonight, for some reason, she stops and she just can't. Something is withholding, is holding her back. She doesn't go down the alley. She somehow senses wordlessly not to go down the alley, and so she's safe. Who knows what was waiting, what was lurking in that alley, but her intuition warned her. Another person is home, and some kids come by in the car. Hey, let's go out and have fun. Let's go for a ride. Whole bunch of kids in a car, right? And somehow she senses not to go. She doesn't know why. She doesn't know how, but she senses not to go. So she makes some excuse. No, I can't. My mom says I got to stay home, even though her mom didn't say to stay home, but she stays home. Then later, the car with the kids in it goes careening and crashing, and they're all killed or something, and she's safe because she didn't go. See? So that's intuition. Other people with highly developed intuition, they become Einstein. They become a Steve Jobs. See, a Stephen Wozniak, a Hewlett, a Packard, an Einstein, a Newton, a Madame Curie. See? They become scientists, explorers, discoverers. And others with a highly developed intuition become like Madame Guyon, Mother Teresa. See, Enoch, Paul. Now, after this announcement, I'm going to continue. Stay tuned.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Life could be oh so good, and life could be oh so sweet, if you could just learn to follow your intuition again. My name is Roland. Welcome back to the program. We're talking about intuition. I said that God gives animals instincts, and he gives humans intuition, which is a much, much more wonderful thing and a much higher, more elevated thing than instinct. Instinct is good. Instinct is good. It serves animals well. It keeps them safe. See, it's their protection. It's their guide. The beaver knows how to build a dam. The bird knows how to build a nest. The bunny rabbit knows how to run from a big, mean bear. The deer knows to run from the lion. You see, instinct serves the animals well. The geese know to fly south for winter. Okay? But God gives humans intuition, which is a very delicate word. It's a wordless way of knowing. It's a wordless way of knowing. And some say, well, what about intellect? Yes, intellect is fine. Intellect is good, but our thoughts and our words should, our intellect should also have understanding with it, okay? All knowledge. You've heard of all knowledge and no common sense. No, that. So what we need is knowledge and intuition. See? People who just have knowledge and don't have intuition or conscience, see, they're capable of doing awful things. How is it that the intellectuals in China and the scientists in Germany and so on and so forth, how are they capable of doing horrible and awful things? The doctors in the concentration camps, intellectuals, see? But they did awful things because they ignored their conscience, they ignored their intuition. But let's get back to basics again. I said that your intuition is a very wonderful thing. It's a protection, it's a guide. You can become an Einstein, a Madame Curie, an Enoch, a Paul, or at least have a safe life, a good life, and live your own life. How many people feel like I'm not living my own life? See, I don't know what I'm supposed to be or to do. I'm going through the motions and playing another man's game. I'm playing another man's game. How many of us yearn to live our own life, to find fulfillment? See, well, you've got to look to your intuition to guide you, okay? Step by step, moment by moment, just-in-time guidance. That's what you need. Now, I'm going to finish the thought because I'm developing the idea, but I want to finish the very basic thought. It's dumb for a human not to follow its intuition is worse than for an animal not to follow its instinct. And yet that's what people do. Look around and see the people doing dumb things. Things that don't, without common sense. Smoking and drinking and taking drugs and having promiscuous sex and hanging around with the wrong people, see, and going to the wrong place and the wrong job and the wrong everything and believing the wrong things. You see, the whole world in war and pillage and murder and violence and cruelty and suffering. Everywhere you turn, it's wall-to-wall mayhem, and in families, Look at how it is in families where parents are being cruel to each other and cruel to the children. It's all of this is because people are ignoring their intuition. See? They turn their back upon intuition. And God gave us freedom. See, animals don't have freedom. See, the atom has to obey the laws of nature. See, the tree has to obey the laws of nature. The animal has instincts, it must obey them. But humans have freedom. Freedom! But what do we use our freedom for? Do we use our freedom to become an Einstein, a Madame Curie, a Paul, an Enoch? Instead, we do foolish things. But you don't have to be a Paul, a Moses, or a David, or a George Washington. You don't have to be an Einstein. Look, you can just be yourself. And a very good, a very nice self, too. A very nice self. Look, your kids. A lot of you are parents, and you have issues with your kids. Don't try to pretend that you don't. You do. And I can tell you what the problem is. Sure, maybe you put them in a public school when you could have homeschooled them, and they came under the influence of the peer group, and now they conform to the peers instead of to you. Okay, there is that. But that was because you didn't follow your intuition, see, your common sense. But the main issue, you know what it is, you don't have patience. You don't have patience and you don't have understanding. If you had patience and you had understanding, you'd be able to smooth the waters and deal with the issues properly. But because you don't, and they see that you don't, because, see, they're closer to God, they're closer to their intuition, they're closer to the light than you are. See, and they see you for what you are. Okay, so all your huffing and puffing and all your pretense and all your yelling and screaming and your timeouts and your everything you do, see, it just backfires. What you need is understanding. You need your God-given intuition. Okay? So would you please try to find your intuition again. Trust your intuition and love your intuition. Be willing to admit you're wrong. And your life can turn around for the better. My name is Roland. I'll be right back. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nook Book. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. Life could be very sweet, ladies and gentlemen, very sweet. Yes, there would be some vicissitudes, some ups and downs, but you'd be able to meet those ups and downs with some poise and equanimity. And because you have your intuition, you would meet the moment wisely. And if you didn't meet it wisely, then in hindsight, your conscience would make you aware that you didn't meet it quite right, or you missed the mark somehow. See? And then you would learn, see, in hindsight, what your error was, and next time you would do better. See, it would all work out very beautifully. What does it say in the Bible? It says, all things work for the good for those who love the Lord. See? Well, Now, the problem is that a lot of people don't love the Lord, even though they say they do. Maybe they go to church and sing, but they still don't love the Lord because God sends His truth in the form of intuition. If somebody doesn't see them in a good light, why, they are offended. See, they want to think of themselves as good. Most people want to think of themselves as good. People want to hang on to their pride. And so we love lies, because lies help to support our pride. We don't like truth so much, because truth shatters our illusions and reveals us for what we are. See, that's why a lot of parents, when the little child comes along, little children are close to God. Little children see with fresh eyes. And a lot of times a little child will be looking at the parent and will see right through the parent. We'll see the cruelty or the meanness. See the phoniness, the pretense. And the parent doesn't like being observed, doesn't like somebody seeing her for what she is, see? So what happens? Well, the little child gets slapped around or confused, put on drugs, rejected, see? Things like that. So let's stick to the knitting here. Let's stick to the basic point, and that is that you need your intuition. Your intuition is your most important possession, because it's your closest link to God. Now, when you don't follow your if you followed your intuition, then it would always be with you like a delicate, pleasant strain of music in the background, and you would go about your activities, and it would should a certain moment come where something would be better if you didn't do it, then you would feel a little restraining factor, see? And if nothing restrained you, then you could take another step and another. See, and then somehow you would just sense to move in this direction, or you would just wordlessly know to move in that direction, and one thing would lead to another, and your life would unfold the way God wants it to, and you would become who you were meant to be, and it would be a life of meaning and purpose, a co-creative life with your Creator. You'd be in the Creator's will, and you'd have no conflict. See, why do people have conflict? Well, because we don't follow our intuition. See, instead we want to protect our pride, or we make something too important, we want something. See, we make it too important. Or we bow to peer pressure. See, a lot of people become guilty, when people become guilty before their intuition, if you become guilty before your intuition because you don't follow it, then your intuition will then make you feel bad because it continues to pursue you. See, God continues to pursue us with intuition, which is called conscience, which feels like conscience. It doesn't feel like just a delicate strain of music in the background anymore. Now it makes you feel bad because it shows you that you have made a mistake, that you erred, that if you hated somebody, if you were resentful towards somebody, if you judged somebody, if you were phony, if you were mean, if you didn't do the right thing, if you took drugs and smoked marijuana and had promiscuous sex and were dishonest with people and so on, then it makes you aware of that, and it shows you that it's wrong, and it makes you feel bad. And until a person is willing to feel bad for a little while, seeing that their error and admit they're wrong, see, and not try to cover it up and not try to deny it, until that point, then they run from conscience, and they're running from their intuition, and that's why they make a lot of foolish mistakes. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. We're talking about intuition. We're saying that animals have instincts, and animals follow their instinct, and it leads them to safety, and it's protection, and that's how a bird knows how to be a bird, and a beaver knows how to be a beaver, and a bunny rabbit knows how to be a bunny rabbit, following its instinct. But God gives us something much, much better, much higher, and that is intuition. He gives us intuition. See? Which at a very basic level is common sense. At a little bit higher level, it's kind of like intuition, like Einstein, see, had, Newton, Madame Curie, Stephen Jobs, see, people who follow their intuition, discoverers and true scientists and so on. And then it's also a protection. Your instinct, your intuition warns you. Somehow you just sense sometimes not to do something. See, and it's a protection. Other times, the door opens, you sense that that's the way to go, and then you go that way, and then you end up being where you belong. You follow your intuition, see? Very beautiful. And at an even higher level, then through your intuition, you begin to have realizations about life, and you begin to discover in a wordless way inside, you just know. See? All of a sudden, you just know. You sense that Jesus is who he says he was, and you sense that God is there, and you begin to see relationships, and you begin to see patterns, and you begin to have realizations about shining spiritual truths and so on. It's just very beautiful. It comes from within. You wake up one morning and you just begin to see, you see more deeply, you see, than before. It's just very beautiful. I can almost not put words upon it. But you need your intuition for that. So number one, you must start following your intuition. You must trust what you know in your heart. You must trust what you wordlessly know is right. And you must do it. See? You must do the right thing. Trust your intuition instead of doubting it. See, other people say things and you listen more to what other people say than to your own intuition. You have to start believing into your own intuition. And if you don't know, then just admit that you don't know and wait until you do know. See, and all of a sudden you will know, intuitively, within, wordlessly. So you start trusting your intuition, you stop listening, believing everything that other people say, see, and you stop doing bad, wrong things, or start cutting back on wrong things, you start not resenting people, and judging people, and hating other people, start to live a more commonsensical life, a more moral life, and then it's just, it's beautiful from that moment on. So how do you find your intuition? Well, it's always there. Now you know it as conscience or anxiety because you've strayed from it so much. And that's why you should get one of my meditations. Especially, I have a brand new meditation. It's called Easy Meditation. And it'll refine your intuition really quickly. It's very nice. It's like a mindfulness meditation, but it's better because it includes God. You see, mindfulness is okay, but it's not enough. You need to include God somehow. But, you know, it can't be the kind of, it can't be religiosity. It can't be slapped on from external. It can't be studied. See, you can't get it from other people. It has to be something you discover within. You really ought to try that meditation. It helps you to find your intuition. Okay? Some people say, well, I don't know about God, if there is a God or not. That's okay. That's fair. If you honestly don't know, then you just don't know. And you can meditate with Easy Meditation. Find your intuition, see? And then you'll be able to see for yourself. You'll be able to see for yourself what is true. See, that's what God wants. He wants us to see for ourselves. He doesn't want us to be, see, God is in favor of freedom. He doesn't want you to have to be forced. You know how people force you to believe this or force you to go along with that? He's not that way. He wants you to see for yourself and then willingly choose to do the right thing. See? That's why we have the freedom to disregard our intuition, because he gives us freedom. So all you need to do is locate your intuition and begin to follow it. So if you'd like to get the meditation, the Easy Meditation, it's free. It's like 6 minutes long. It's really, 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 really good. All you have to do is go to easymeditation.tk. That's easy meditation, that's one word, easymeditation commonsensetk. And of course, I also have a lot of wonderful information at commonsensecounseling.org. That's www.commonsensecounseling.org. My name is Roland. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Yes, did you hear what I said? I said the meditation is the key to a stress-free way of living. Look, if you didn't make mistakes and you moved intuitively and correctly, and you didn't have conflict with conscience because you loved your loved intuition and followed it, see, you wouldn't have conflict. You wouldn't have conflict, and then you could do the right thing, and your life would begin to unfold properly. What could be more beautiful and wonderful than that? And simple. It can be as simple as a beaver knows how to build a dam and a bird knows how to build a nest. Following your intuition, you can build a beautiful life. Check out the meditations, would you please? My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.